This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gavin McGinnis in his final segment. He's agreed to come to Austin next week and co-host with us a couple days. Myself, Owen Schroyer, and others are really looking forward to that. Kevin, we've got to win. We've got to beat this fascism, this race-based mind control, this the opposite of what they claim they are. What other hopes do you have for humanity? What other angles do you think people should be made aware of in this incredible day and age we're in?
I'm really excited about the Zoomers. I want to clarify something. Earlier I said give up, and it had a lot of enunciation to it. I meant give up trying to appease the left. They don't really want you to appease, but never give up. At the end of my show, I say, get fired, get in trouble, be brave, and never stop fighting. You can never, ever stop fighting. You always got to get up off the mat and keep doing this. They don't have the kind of long-term strength that we have. They don't have the tenacity or the fortitude to keep damaging.
Yeah, is that why they're always accusing us of being on cocaine, like Don Jr. and me? I mean, I'm not on cocaine. I have to take alcohol to get myself down. I have too much energy.
Yeah, I think they're surprised at how long it is. Like, look at someone like Michelle Malkin. Go read her college newspaper articles from 1992. She's been fighting the good fight for almost half a century. Like, she's 30 years. She's been going nonstop. You can see you on public access as a little kid almost. Like, we're in it for the long haul. And you think of these nightmares, these people that torment us. They have these little blips and then they die out because their heart isn't in it. They have no character and they have no true love of family and this country. It's just fashion for them. And fashion fades fast.
Exactly. So you're saying we win in the end because we have heart and perseverance.
Correct. And we have families and we love them and we want there to be a future. And we also want our kids to say, my dad was a handshake guy. And if he said something, his word mattered. And when they tried to cancel him, he told them all to screw off. He fought every day of his life and he never let it get him down and he never apologized. And that's something you want to last after you die. The left, they don't even have kids. Like, they don't care about any of this. It's meaningless to them. I've noticed, too, when I bring it up with them, I'll be like, hey, that article you wrote 3 years ago where you said blah, blah, blah. They'll go, what? I don't know what you're talking about. Like, they don't remember what they said because they don't mean what they say.
They have no responsibility because they think that's weakness. Responsibility is strength.
Yeah, they want to travel. What's so fun about sunbathing?
Yeah, how many women, nothing, I love traveling, too, but how many women say, oh, my profession is traveling, or my hobby is traveling. No, a hobby is woodwork or rock climbing or helping disabled children or helping people at a nursing home. It's not traveling.
Yeah, traveling is just trying different foods. Now, you see what's happening with these women. They're becoming obsessed with their dogs. They're getting photo shoots with their dogs. They call themselves fur mommies. Their maternal instinct has been shifted to this thing that we bred to love them. It might as well be a stuffed animal. It's pathetic. And I think younger people, Zoomers like Nick Fuentes, I got to say, I was at AFPAC, and there was tons of black people there. And it was a room of people, 1,000 people, who were over racism. They didn't
That's
care
right.
what
Nick Fuentes is not a racist. He's made a few jokes about it. And again, they say, why do you defend Nick Fuentes? Because if I thought he was a really somebody that hated Hispanics and blacks, whatever, I would not like him. But he's made a few jokes, and he's also not apologizing for being white. Like you said, stop apologizing. I've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, I hung out with these kids after the show. They had rented a big party house. And these kids were smart, brave, articulate. You know what they were doing at their party house? A guy upstairs was doing a tax seminar and talking about how to save money and how to invest. And they were doing Bitcoin workshops and getting wasted and wearing Hawaiian shirts and jumping in the pool. These Zoomers are, I'm not even going to call them right wing. They're just done with identity politics.
They have transcended the system.
Yes. It all falls, all these racist and bigot and anti-Semite, it goes like water off a duck's back to them. They couldn't care less. And it's pretty inspiring.
It's like Martin Luther King said, you judge somebody about what they do and what they stand for, not what color they are or even what gender they are. Gavin, you're coming to town next week. We're getting it set up, right?
Yes, sirree.
I'm excited. All right. We'll be right back. Thank you, Gavin.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Jay Dyer's about to take over from the great Southland. I am your host, Alex Jones. Otis Schroyer, it'll be live at T-minus 54 minutes. Let me just throw this out here because I'd rather cover all this news, and I'm not bitching and complaining, but if you're sick of me plugging stuff, I'm as sick as you are more. Believe me, I'm the one that does not want to talk about products and things, but if we don't fund this operation right now where everything we said is happening and coming true and going down, then the enemy wins big. So all your investment over the years, all your prayer, all your support, all the things you've done, now is more critical than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. I have burned through our reserves, and we are on a critical empty, like your house is 50 miles away, and the needle says 50 miles. Like, God, why do you always do that? It's to make me fight harder. And I guess if the fires of hell are laughing at my ass, because I don't care about not having money. I don't care about not having, I love the crew, but it's a responsibility. I don't want to give up. I know every day I'm on air, we're having bigger victories than ever. I know. Listen to me. That we were born for what we're doing right now. I know that insights I had as a child about the future is now unfolding here. This is the zone. And of course I'm coming into the zone. You're coming into the zone on fire. We're coming into the zone wounded. We're coming into the zone through a bunch of battles because now it's 12th round heavyweight boxing champion for the future of humanity. And we're all in this together, baby. So yeah. But I can tell you, we've come into this damn strong. Damn strong. Thanks to you. So, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now. Get our fizzy magnesium with both. Nobody does this, both good types with all of the other key vitamins and minerals that's so good for your whole body and recovery and sleep and so much more. It doesn't make you sleepy. It's just good for your sleep. It's discounted. Sold out for 8 months. We've got BioTrue Selenium, the highest quality, pure from mustard seed, organic mustard seed, 40% off. We've got Brain Force Plus. We've got VasoBeats, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. It's all there, and it keeps this operation on air. You know, I'm not complaining, but I spent hours today and hours yesterday just jacking with myself looking at the accounting. I'm like, can we pay that bill? Can we buy that out? They're like, if you don't buy these products that take 20 months to get here, you won't have them, and then you'll be bankrupt. And that's the kind of a calculus I'm in. I'm like, well, let's bring in some sponsors to try to backfill that. So we are literally on E, ladies and gentlemen. And listen, I don't want to prove it to you. I don't lie to you. God, strike me down with 50,000 bolts of lightning if I'm lying to this crew right now. On my children, because they'll have no future if we don't win this. On my children, I spent one-third of my capital that I've raised over years and saved just in the last month to fund this place. So I don't have a big reserve, very small. on everything I am. I need your support. I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. I need your finances at InfoWarsStore.com. I need to see, for the first time in my life, we need to see surplus, because we've got incredible things we can do, incredible reporters we can hire, incredible operations we can go on, and we just don't have the funds. And I get it. There's inflation. You're under attack. Your family's under attack. You're sitting there. I get it. And that's why there's all these nouveau riche and all these wealthy people that sit on the sideline and don't support us out of fear or whatever. They're not going to have any money in the future from currency devaluation and war and the collapse of civilization because they didn't put their money in. But that's how the rich man is. It is up to you, the middle class and the common person, to get great products you need at the same time and keep us on air. So I ask you now, and if it's God's will, you'll move and do this, to keep us on air, because I've got so much going on and so many big stories we're working on that I can't be spending half my time. Because usually I spend 20% of the time jacking with funding. I got to drive the locomotive. I can't be shoving the coal in the engine. And believe me, I'll shove that coal in there all day if somebody else is driving. I've been looking for folks to drive this thing. Believe me, we're starting to get some other drivers. That's good. And I want to exit right when I see the enemy blowing up in victory. I want to like say, adios, baby. I'm going over here at Green Pastures. But we're a long way away from that right now. And I'm telling you, everything we've done so far, you thought that was a fight? Now we're in the real crucible. We're entering the zone. And I need your support. I need your prayer. That's number one. I need your word of mouth. That's number two. I need your financial support. InfoWarsStore.com. Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, author, researcher, takes over right now.
Hey, man. Hey, come on, man. I bet everybody knows somebody that's in an intimate relationship. What happened was this guy takes a picture of a naked friend or whatever in a compromising position, blackmails. Next thing you know, you're swimming in a swimming pool full of Kool-Aid with corn pop. Next thing you know, you're on a spaceship with a bunch of toddlers and drinking jars of beer with your best friend and Bill Cosby. Hey, come on, man. Everybody knows it's something like this, right? It's happened to all of us.
I mean, I was thinking it's like dementia spoken word, right? It's like stream of consciousness, dementia spoken word. My buddy Tristan from Primal Edge Health joins me today, and I thought I would give him a little bit of a improv, off-the-cuff, spoken word dementia poetry to inspire him as he joins us from the beautiful studios down in somewhere in some drug lord run place down in the lower south countries down there, wherever they are. I don't know none of that stuff, but he is one of our favorite Panamanian drug lord co-hosts down there in his country. Is he there? Tristan, are you there?
Yeah. Thank you, Jay. Speaking of, what do you call it? Dementia poetry. Yeah, I figured this was dementia slam poetry session.
Dementia stream of consciousness, spoken word.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Joe Biden, he's literally like if he was a Marvel character in the Marvel universe that is our media sphere today, you have to call him like Dr. Dementio or something, you know. You wear like a fractured, shattered mirror suit because that's to represent his fractured, shattered mind.
Well, that's what I want to get you on today because, you know, we both did some streams that kind of overlapped this last couple of weeks, live streams. Mine, I want to call today's show the Soy Meta Funkopocalypse Marvel Universe. How's that?
Yeah, I like
so
it.
So,
a little bit like LGBTQIA plus maps, BIPOC, BIPOP, Funko Pop, Dementia Funko Bonanza Funko. In the Marvel Universe. And I'll play Zelensky, right? I want to be the new hero. The new hero in the Marvel Universe is Volodymyr Zelensky. And you like how they don't spell it Vladimir. It's Volodymyr because, you know, Vladimir is the evil Vlad the Impaler in the Marvel Universe now. So I'll speak in the Batman voice. And I'll say,
according to the mainstream mind, we live in a Marvel Universe. And they actually tailor the Marvel propaganda so that the Redditors, the Reddit Brigade, all these weirdos think that they're participating in this grand sort of, Avengers quest to, destroy the bad guys or whatever. And it's just so inane, as we both said this week. Satire is now reality. You can't even do satire anymore. Everything, satire is real. And so let's get into that. Let's talk first about the we'll get into what the Funkopocalypse is a little bit, but actually we're going to go to a break here in a second. But before we go to that, let's remember that this is like the ultimate period of psychological warfare. I mean, what we see is unparalleled. I mean, the stories, for example, the last few weeks about Kiev, it's almost like you can't even figure out what's real. You're loose and you don't have any bearing. And I think that part of the job of the mainstream media now is to actually just gaslight us so that we don't have any bearings at all. We can't get a fixed, place to analyze anything. And this just puts everybody into a catatonic state. It's the mass media is mind control. So we're going to go to a break here in a second, but I want to remind you guys to check out the InfoWars store. Go ahead and support Alex by going there, getting those products. This is the tip of the spear when it comes to finding the global elite. And you can also go to my website, jaysanalysis.com, and you can support me there by subscribing.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Marvel Soy Meta Funko Apocalypse Universe. I am your in-resident villain, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I'm speaking to the beautiful transitioned Tristana of PrimalEdgeHealth.com, another fellow e-celebrity diva like myself. His nails are on fleek today, y'all, and let's give him a shout-out to our beautiful, beautiful transitioned friend, Tristana. Let's talk about the villains of the Marvel Soy Meta Funko Apocalypse Universe. We were talking about some of those this week. Who are the top villains this week that you noticed according to the mainstream media?
Well, I mean, clearly, as usual, it's the average American consumer must be lambasted and whipped into place, right? If we just will simply pay $10 extra for gasoline, if we would simply bite down on our mouthpiece and take some more punches to the face economically, right? Give up all these things that the, you know, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Great Reset crew has been telling us we need to give up, like meat, things like toxic masculinity, testosterone, having families, driving vehicles, private property. If we'll just give up some of these, you know, luxuries, then we can stop the evil villain Vladimir Putin, right? If we would just capitulate and all put on a Ukraine shirt, a I stand with Ukraine shirt, and back Zelensky, who's basically like he's like Batman, right? He's sitting in his cave. He's got his UN NATO weapons over there, and they're calling him up and they're saying, Zelensky, we need you to act. He says, you know what? I don't need a ride. I need more ammunition. You know, it's completely cartoonish, the reality that we're given, right? But what's not cartoonish are the results of this. What are the results of sanctions on Russia? Well, it's increased fuel prices, right? It's a lack of grain and wheat, which this lack of grain and wheat and fertilizer for growing the foods that much of the population is relying on, this is nothing new. As you and I have talked about many times over the last 6 months, a fertilizer shortage, a food shortage has been in the works, has been engineered over the last couple years. Shoot, the engineering of this goes back to the 1970s and before with the Rockefeller Foundation, essentially consolidating the food supply through massive influx of money into genetic modification technologies, the patenting.
Well, that was what underlies the State Department Memorandum 200, model for Kissinger saying, we have to depopulate the third world, give them less and less food, cut off their food, give them genetically modified grains. That's the Kissinger model, the Brzezinski model of attacking the food supply. It's an ancient warfare technique. It's mentioned in the book, all the way back to the Art of War. It's mentioned in Art of War by Machiavelli. He has his own Art of War. He talks about all the strategies of attacking the food. We know Charles Galton Darwin. We know Bertrand Russell, all these guys. Attack the food. And that's one area that you are really good at. And you actually woke me up to a lot of diet issues. And so let's get into that a little bit, because that's, you know, what you're so good at is, I mean, as well as doing nails and hair. I mean, you are on fleek, I have to say, but when it comes to diet, your diet is on fleek. Okay. So what is it about the Malthusian policy that the deep state allied with, or basically bought off by, you know, big pharma, big ag? What is it that's their modus operandi that they need to use? Why do they need to use food as a weapon?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, there are a lot of reasons why food is an effective weapon. I mean, we all require fuel, right? As we see with this fuel price crisis, we all require fuel to run vehicles. We all require fuel to run our bodies, right? There are certain minerals and certain nutrients where if we are deficient in them, our body is not going to function correctly, and our brains do not function correctly if they lack nutrients as well. There are certain things like iodine, right? Zinc, copper, selenium. These are found primarily in animal foods, right? These fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin K2. These are fat-soluble vitamins that are found strictly in animal foods in their bioavailable forms. Like vitamin A, you know, a lot of the plant-based diet proponents will say, well, you can get vitamin A from beta-carotene. Well, beta-carotene is a plant form of vitamin A, not the retinol form of vitamin A, which your body actually needs for the development of your central nervous system. So when you're taking, you know, when you're eating carrots, yes, you're getting vitamin A on paper, but it's not the fat-soluble form that you're going to get when you eat a food like liver, when you eat a food like beef, when you have fatty animal foods. You are getting nutrients that you're not getting anywhere else. And consequently, just coincidentally, these are also the foods that you can produce locally on your own land, in your own neighborhood, right? And without the need for heavy agrochemical inputs, IMF loans, heavy machinery and tilling. And these are also the foods that you can produce in a way that will improve soil quality, right? And improve the carbon deposits in the soil. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, we need to reduce carbon in the atmosphere, but if you want to build healthy soil that includes, you know, putting more carbon into the soil, ruminant animals do this like nothing else in the world. You cannot replace animals with technology. They want to replace our foodstuffs, our food, our animal foods with technological products. They want to replace ourselves, our own labor, with technological replacements, right? And you're seeing this with the rollout of the Great Reset. You're seeing a great replacement, not just of our food supply and the animals and the livestock that build our soil, that help us to build our communities and that help us to build our health and our bodies up. But it's also an attack on our, on our very humanity. They want to replace us and turn us into robots as well.
No, no, not true. No. You have to go into your soul and fight your father's demon.
No, I joke about Jordan Peterson, but actually I have to give a shout out to both Jordan Peterson and Michaela Peterson and the fact that you had Michaela on and y'all did a couple interviews where you discussed diet. And I noticed, you know, she had some of the same diet issues that I had. And then I heard, you know, Jordan Peterson and Michaela on with Joe Rogan. And those interviews actually changed my life because I couldn't find any solutions to my issues. And what that ended up being was what I'd already heard you promoting for a couple of years before that, which was the meat-based diet. Not saying it's not a cult. It doesn't mean everybody has to only eat meat. But for people that have, you know, certain issues that result, I think, from glyphosate that's used, you know, to be a weed killer for GMO, this kind of stuff has damaged our guts and this kind of stuff. You know, you really sort of got me looking into that. So real briefly, like what's the benefit of? And that doesn't mean you can't use supplementation either, guys. So remember, go, you know, a lot of what Tristan recommended is over in the InfoWars store. You can go over there and find a lot of those, excellent supplements that will, you know, you can add to your diet because we're so nutrient and mineral deficient. What is it about a largely meat-based diet that would move Jordan Peterson, Joe Rogan, these people to really look at that as a viable alternative?
Yeah, and I like the way that you called it a meat-based diet. I mean, for a while there, the key word was kind of a carnivore diet, and that would lead some people to think that you're only able to eat animal foods. Now, this is something that's been explored by a lot of doctors as well, like Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride and her GAPS, the Gut and Psychology Syndrome diet that she used to treat autistic children. This works for many reasons. One of those reasons is our guts are thrashed, right? I mean, the chemicals that are used in agriculture, you mentioned glyphosate. Glyphosate is patented as an antibiotic. It was first developed as a pipe cleaner, as an industrial pipe cleaner for cleaning out you know, corroded and gunked up pipes. It is patented as an antibiotic because what it does is it kills the soil microbes that actually allow the production of things like manganese and the uptake of manganese into the plants. So,
hold on. I want to get deeper into this, Tristan. We're going to have to go to a break. And this is one of the best parts. It's making me do my soy face, right? Already I'm doing soy face. So don't go anywhere. Stay right.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3. That has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Alex Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of jaysanalysis.com. My guest host is the most bays, most beautiful transitioned person on the internet. He is a big fan of Funko Pops. He has the whole collection, basically. His nails are on fleek, and his name is Tristan Haggard of Primal Edge Health. And he was just getting into the benefits of a meat-based diet. I know he's going to get into some interesting people that are worth reading. What's that classic book that everybody recommends, the guy who went and studied all the tribes? I always forget the guy's book. What is that book? Weston A. Price, right?
Yeah. I mean, Weston A. Price and his work on healthy populations, and it wasn't just indigenous tribes. I mean, he visited the Hebrides Islands of Scotland. He visited the Lushento Valley of the Swiss, and he noticed there were certain commonalities among all these healthy cultures where there weren't people dying from tuberculosis, from cancer. And these were what he called the diseases of civilization. And essentially what caused this, he found, was the introduction of processed foods, right? All of these cultures, what Weston A. Price found in his book, which is a really important work on history, anthropology, and diet. His book is called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. I think that's a great read for people who are looking at what a healthy human diet looks like. And what was common across the board from, you know, South Pacific Islanders, healthy Swiss populations, American Indian populations, South American populations who didn't have the dental caries, the dental disease, the soy boy sucked in chin that was so prominent now in the West, they all focused heavily on animal foods, right? So we were talking a little bit at the end there about glyphosate, how it's a patented antibiotic. And a lot of these agrochemicals that, you know, I mean, Alex so famously exposed the atrazine, right? All of these destroy the gut. They destroy our circulatory system, they destroy our fertility and our hormones, and they do this through doing damage to the gut, entering in through the most sensitive area in the body is actually the gut. You have more nerves and more highly sensitive nerve endings within the intestines and in the gut than you do in the tip of your fingers. That's why you use people get a gut feeling, right? Hormones get produced in the gut. You destroy the gut microbiome, and you destroy an organism's health. You destroy its ability to reproduce, and you destroy its vitality. So a lot of us are wrecked by the glyphosate, by the heavy antibiotic use, by chemical fertilizers, by chemicals in our atmosphere, right? That whether it be in our water, in the fluoride, the chlorine that gets put in the water, or the things that are even sprayed in our environment. So
a lot of people have been calling attention to seed oils too, and this is something that gets overlooked because we think, oh, well, I'll just avoid GMO stuff and I'll just, you know, focus on vegetables or something like that. But actually, it's not just glyphosate that's used. It's also things like the seed oils that restaurants cook the food in. I consider myself fairly health, aware. I didn't even realize that seed oils are like that bad, right? So a lot of people are calling attention to this. I know you've been calling attention to it for a long time. And this is, again, just basically like, you know, corporate sludge that they sell, just like the hydrofluorosalicylic acid that they dump into the water supply. It's just corporations basically saying, oh, this is now, quote, healthy. So cities, you need to buy this from us and dump it in your water supply.
Yeah, the seed oils are a huge one. I mean, this is a new invention. The seed oils are all polyunsaturated fatty acids, which are highly easily oxidized, right? Any oil that is liquid at room temperature, right, that comes from plant other than olive oil, right? Olive oil has a lot of monounsaturated fatty acids in it. And very low PUFA in olive oil. The PUFA is the polyunsaturated fat, and that is basically chemical sludge. Crisco was a criminal invention that was marketed to people instead of butter, instead of tallow, instead of lard. Butter, tallow, lard, these are animal fats. These are saturated fats that are stable at room temperature, that at high temperatures do not oxidize. These are the fats that we should be focused on.
Well, right? Tristan, I thought fats were bad for us, and according to Jimmy Carter's food pyramid, don't I need like 15 servings of grain as the basis of my food pyramid?
Yeah, exactly. This is the mistake that we've made. As a culture, we've been duped by industrial kibble suppliers, right? They want to sell you basically the equivalent of human pet food because that's what they want you to be, human pets who are easily managed from the biological level on up. And this is why a more meat-based diet, a carnivorous diet, and a diet based on quality, locally produced animal foods is going to result in better health. First of all, because these are the most easily digested foods. They lack the toxic compounds that we find in so many of the mass-produced plant foods. Not that plant foods are bad, but many of us have damaged guts and are unable to handle a lot of legumes, even a lot of, you know, nightshades. Many people do not handle and digest these foods well. So when you remove the possible irritants from the diet and focus on the most easily digested foods, which are animal foods, you're not only getting everything your body needs, but you're not giving it all the crap that it doesn't need and that it rejects. These seed oils that people are eating, those actually get integrated into our mitochondria, they get integrated into our cell membranes, and they make our cell membranes more prone to oxidation, to destruction, right? And then that leads to inflammatory processes going wild throughout the body, autoimmune conditions, and just general obesity, diabetes, cancers, right? When they these seed oils can greatly increase your risk of cancer. The mechanisms are well known. This has been studied. But, of course, these are profitable foods, right? Guess what one of the biggest exporter of sunflower seed oil in the world is? President Batman Zelensky's Ukraine, right? I don't need any beef. Give me the Beyond Meat. Give me the soy burger, right? I don't need a.
Well, you know, it's funny that you said that, because this week I've seen multiple articles coming out about not just in regard to the biolabs, but how there is evidence of, or at least the Russian government is claiming evidence of, experimentation done by these biolabs. And my assumption would be, if this is, quote, the breadbasket of the world, right, Ukraine is the breadbasket, then I'm assuming that they're also doing genetic modification experimentation there as well. And that would make sense with all of these, you know, Pentagon-funded biolabs there. I'm sure they're doing GMO experimentation too. And, you know, people are always asking, you know, why are you always wiping your eyes, always snorting? It's because I've got mega allergies, dude. You think it's my fault? You think I wanted to have Spurgatron level allergies, Spurgatron 5000. No, Bill Gates was basically standing over my crib when I was born, and he pretty much said, I'll give him a bunch of vaccines. I want him to get all the vaccines. Give him all the vaccines. Get his numbers down. So I've been, you know, vaccinated by Bill. That's how I look at it. And so that's why I have allergies. That's why, in order to treat allergies, I resorted to the kind of diet that you're talking about, because there is a connection between the gut biome and allergies. And so, you know, again, all of these things go together is the point, right? The foods that we're getting, the water that we drink, it's a binary weapon. That's where you have two different compounds that come together to actually create the toxic effect. Right? A lot of people don't know about that, but a lot of the Global Elite books talk about binary weapons. And you and I are going to get into, when we come back, this book that I've not yet covered. So actually, Tristan stumbled upon a really relevant Global Elite books. As you guys know, we do the Global Elite book series, where I lecture through 50 to 60 of the writings of the elite themselves. And one of those books he found from a Rockefeller-funded study slash researcher, Lily Kay, is about the molecular vision of life. And so we're going to look at that here in a minute. But why don't you finish up, Tristan, with what you want to say about big ag, big food, and how it's not food, right?
Exactly. I mean, these are biotech products, and this does tie into the Rockefeller Foundation and what they call the new science of man, right? Which is essentially eugenics, right? So they've degraded our immune systems. You know, nobody had freaking allergies to every type of grass. Like, you know, I mean, I grew up with allergies as well. That's why you frequently see like white powder all over Jay and my nose. And that's from, we were having to sniffle. We have white powder all over our nose and our mustaches because of allergies, for sure.
Well, the cocaine is something that helps me breathe clearly, right? So, and then you're basically down there in Panama, or one of those countries where you're a drug lord, so it's easy for you to get it. But yeah,
exactly. So the foods we eat are important, right? So, and a big shout out to my wife, who has the carnivore cookbook. You can get that at the website, primaledgehealth.com. A lot of people, when they go meat based, they find that all of these little autoimmune things improve.
All right, so we're going to go to the commercial break. Remember to go to the InfoWars store, get those health products that you need, and don't.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I did a live stream last week over my YouTube channel where I ranted about Funko Pops for like 3 hours. I don't know if it was that long, but it seemed to be a hit amongst the audiences, except for the Soy Boys. They really got mad about that. But the reason I did that was that I was at a bookstore, and I noticed a bunch of soldiers came into the bookstore. And, of course, as you know, bookstores now aren't really bookstores. They're basically toy stores because people don't read books. They go and they play with toys. And so I thought, well, these soldiers, they must be heading to the von Clausewitz section to go study warfare techniques. They must be going to read Sun Tzu's Art of War. No, they went to the Funko Pop section to buy toys. So, if this is a foreign operation to weaken our troops, to basically make them play with toys, I mean, now would be the time for the enemy armies to invade, right? I'm not calling for that. I'm just making a joke. But why have, one of the reasons that we've gotten to this just totally emasculated, soyified culture, right, where people are literally obsessed with, I mean, when I was a kid, it was like girls bought Cabbage Patch Kid. Okay. Dudes didn't do this. Now, middle-aged men buy Funko Pops, and they all smell like butts. I'm not joking. Like, you go into a bookstore, and it's like you're at a gaming convention. Like, everybody smells like sweat and butt. It's disgusting, and I'm not joking. People think that's an exaggeration. Go to a bookstore. It's not. It's all toys now, right? It's like a Toys R Us is what's replaced books. So, yeah, there you go. All of those dudes, that's who is in the bookstores now. That's the troops, by the way. That's probably footage of the troops that were there collecting their Funko Pops. And this was actually done as a scientific social engineering strategy. I think that's what's really hard for most people to grasp, to comprehend. And one of the ways that we can help to understand that methodology is through understanding the Global Elite books. And so I want to get to that book that Tristan came across, which was an excellent find, and it's the Molecular Vision of Life. Can you tell us about this Rockefeller research project and why this is such an insightful text into the Global Elite mindset?
Yeah, Jay. So this is actually a book by Dr. Lily E. K. She's an MIT researcher. She, as far as I know, was not funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, but in fact was investigating the history of the Rockefeller Foundation and the formation of these kind of interdisciplinary studies type projects that led to essentially the entire field of molecular biology.
So wait a minute. So is she one of their people, or is she writing an expose?
No. She wrote this as more of an academic report, right? She didn't mean this to be some sort of, this was not like a conspiracy theorist or anything. She worked for MIT and was studying the history of the rise of the new science of man and molecular biology. It actually ended up inadvertently being a massive expose on the worldview, the eugenics roots, and the funding mechanisms for social control and social engineering. So she came at this academically. But I mean, she published this in 1993, and this book, it's called The Molecular Vision of Life, Caltech, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Rise of the New Biology. It's a fascinating look at the history of the rise of what the Rockefeller Foundation called the new science of man. And they wanted to engineer a new man by breaking man down to his smallest components, essentially down to the molecular level. And what's fascinating is it talks about here on, what is it, like page... page 273, how the messenger RNA technology was the result of massive funding programs to coordinate universities, the military, right, and the post-World War II economy in order to fight communism and destroy the communes was the excuse, but they needed international participation, and the new buzzword these days is public-private partnerships. The Rockefeller Foundation championed this. They spearheaded this style of corporate and government projects working with universities and academia in order to engineer a new man. Now, she talks about here on page 273 the development of this huge breakthrough in what they call the chemical feat of synthesizing a heterogeneous messenger RNA. By 1965, the representation of heterocatalysis in terms of a genetic code had been completed. The transcriptional specifications for all the amino acids were on paper, and in theory, molecular biology had the cognitive apparatus for direct genetic intervention and for designing artificial life. So remember when Elon Musk said you can basically turn a human into a butterfly using mRNA? And of course, you know, Operation Warp Speed brought to us by Pfizer and the United States government, the public-private partnership in the war effort against the virus, right? The war effort against the coup. This is all the same modus operandi that was used by the Rockefeller Foundation to bring about new GMO food technologies, to bring about new social sciences, right, in university, the psychology, psychiatry, and the marriage between government, pharmaceutical companies, and the public and private sector. It's the same exact modus operandi. And she wrote in this book in 1993 about the breakthroughs that happened in 1964, right? They have been postulating that we can use mRNA and injections and modification at the cellular level in order to transform man and mutate him to create whatever we want out of him.
Yeah, exactly. Right? That was something that surprised me when I came across, you know, certain alternative media people who had been claiming that. I heard that first about 10 years ago, and I went and found the actual papers. You can look up Dr. Holger Heiden's papers that he presented at the 1969 CIA Mind Control Conference. Yes, that's real. I'm not making that up. That's an actual conference they had out in, I think, San Francisco. A bunch of doctors came, a bunch of medical professionals, a bunch of psychologists, psyops people went and gave these lectures on controlling the mind. And it shouldn't be surprising, given the fact that Dr. Jose Delgado, the famous MKUltra doctor, actually wrote Physical Control of the Mind, right? The guy who, you know, famously put the electrodes in the brains of the bulls and whatnot. Yeah, exactly. And by the way, same publisher of all of the Jonas Salk books, right? So if you're looking for the writings of the elite, just look up the publisher of those books. There, they publish all of them. But I say that to point out that in the Holger Heiden papers back from the late 60s, he was talking about how the reversing the genetics to make the men more feminine and the women more masculine. So in the late 60s, they already had that as a plan. And it wasn't to create the Ubermensch. They're not doing it to make you into a superhero, right? You the Marvel soy man, are not being made into a hero. They don't like you. You're not the star of this show here. You are slated to destruction in the same way that Thanos snapped his fingers and depopulated the universe. If you did happen to see the Marvel Avengers last few installments, right, Thanos depopulates. He has this eugenics mindset, which is odd that they put that in the film. But he gets rid of half the beings in the universe because he believes, you know, something like depopulation. Anyway, the point is that in the 1960s, the Holger Heiden papers, which are cited by Arthur Koestler in Ghost in the Machine, he says these are binary weapons where we will flip everybody's basically genetic code. So that when the women become more masculine and the men become more feminine, the whole point of this is just to depopulate so that they don't have offspring. So it's an attack on the pee-pee, basically, and the ovaries.
Wow. Yeah. Well said, man. Yeah, it's an attack on biology from the fundamental level. And again, these are reductionist materialists. At least at the lower levels at the universities, the people who are studying this stuff. So when you read somebody like Dr. Jose Delgado, the book Physical Control of the Mind that Jay was just talking about, which I'm maybe like a third through this book, kind of making my way through it slowly. It is a fascinating look into the mind of absolute psychopaths, right? This guy basically said there is no reason to believe in human beings having an internal state at all. All we care about is the physical manifestation in the external world. All we care about
They're all rank materialists. Yes, and that's a great point. So the presupposition that's running through the Rockefeller Foundation in terms of the molecular vision of life, the attitude of Big Pharma is that human beings are just a collection of chemicals anyway, so we can alter them to be what we want them to be in a domesticated way by just throwing chemicals at them. Right. So mind control, because the mind is the brain. I mean, that's the presupposition of Jose Delgado and even all the behaviorists, Watson, J.B. Watson, Pavlov, all of those people had the assumption that the Skinner box. I mean, you want to talk about psychopaths? He puts his daughter in a box to like operate, condition, mind control her through trauma, literally trauma based mind control. Look up the Skinner box. All funded by the Rockefellers, by the way, because they view us as merely meat sacks. We're just meat sacks that can be programmed or deprogrammed as we need. So, Tristan, tell us your website. Where can everybody find you and follow you real quick?
Awesome. Thanks, Jay. It's an honor coming on. You can find more over at primaledgehealth.com. You can find me over on Rockfin as well. Tristan Haggard over on Rockfin. So, really appreciate it.
Absolutely, yep. And your nails are on fleek. You're one of the most beautiful e-celebrities out there. Shout out to you. Also, follow me over at Jay's Analysis and on all the social media platforms.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life.